Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a top national Republican consultant, Ray Hager, has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. On today's guest, we have political guru and kingmaker, Pete Arnott of Reno.
And he's going to be on for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
For help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome to the program Pete Arnott. He's the President of Government and Public Affairs for R&R Advertising. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Good morning.
So let's start out with potential Republican presidential candidates. Mitt Romney is mulling another presidential run. Think that's a good idea?
Well, I think really right now the field is wide open, so I guess Governor Romney would have as good a chance as any. I don't think anybody's solidified a position on the Republican side. Governor Christie, I think, certainly was beginning to emerge, and unfortunately the last few weeks haven't been so kind to him. But the ebbs and flows, you know, the peaks and valleys are so great between now and then, who's to say?
Do you think Governor Christie is already damaged?
Well, clearly he took some damage from this incident, but whether that has any lingering effect between now and 2016, I mean, you know, who's to say?
Shortening the primary season is going to help in the sense that you're not going to see endless debate after debate after debate with Republicans in the primary.
That's a good thing. Endless debates with either party in the primary is a bad thing. So if they could shorten that process, I think the entire American electorate would breathe a sigh of relief.
What do you think about, you know, because it's interesting. You know, one of the people that you advise, obviously, is Governor Sandoval. And in a state where the registration is so heavily Democratic, you have managed to bypass that, and you have a person that has, what, a 70% plus approval rating as a Republican. But when you look at what's going on both nationally and in our state as far as the Republican Party, you know, how do you fix the concerns that people like yourself have?
Well, there's a lot to that question. I think the first thing is it's about Governor Sandoval himself. He's a very pragmatic person. He's a very real person. I think he appeals to both Republicans and Democrats and obviously independents because he's a strong leader. He makes his mind up. He makes decisions based on what's best for the state of Nevada and isn't overtly partisan in any way. I mean, certainly you have to ride for the brand now and again, but it's more about him really than him becoming some sort of a template for what's wrong with the Republican Party or consequently what's right with the Republican Party if more people like him were leading it.
All right, but how do you fix can you fix what's going on in the Republican Party where you have moderate Republicans who are trying to get things done and get things accomplished and people way over on the far side of the right who are using the primary process to take out more moderate Republicans, and yet then it ends up where the Democrats have the advantage?
Well, it's been my experience that the pendulum kind of swings. So right now we're talking about what's wrong with the Republican Party, and 5 or 6 years from now we'll be talking about what's wrong with the Democrat Party for the same reasons. I mean, there'll be points where the liberal element of the Democrat Party gets too far out there and drags down the center. We just happen to be going through that right now. But over time, I think those things come together. I mean, ultimately it comes down to this. When people get tired of losing races, it's amazing how quickly they moderate.
You know, Pete, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is 74, and after a recent trip to Reno, his doctors diagnosed him as suffering from exhaustion. Do you think Reid will run for re-election in 2016 when he's 76 years old?
Well, I would guess he would. Senator Reid might be suffering from exhaustions because he works pretty darn hard,
right?
Not just because of his age, but I think anybody that knows Senator Reid knows that he's somewhat of a physical fitness buff and has been a runner for a lot of his life and that type of thing. So I can't see him bowing out, barring some sort of major issue of his health. But right now, I would suspect he's in.
Okay, back in 2011, I did a interview with you for a major story in the Reno Gazette Journal, and back then you were really upbeat about the chances of Governor Rick Perry as a presidential candidate. You know, Governor Sandoval endorsed him early in the campaign, and two things: why did Perry's presidential campaign seemingly go into meltdown, and do you think he'll run again for president in 2016?
Well, two things. I guess the first thing is, why did it go into meltdown? I think it was lack of preparation. I put that squarely on the campaign. I mean, obviously the candidate is the final word on those things, but I just think that campaign was decidedly unprepared for the national spotlight. I think there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the field at that time, and so Governor Perry came in with a great deal of momentum, but as soon as you become the front runner, the spotlight becomes much, much hotter.
Right.
And when they got into the policy side of things, it was obvious that his team had not, and he had not prepared adequately. So hopefully he learned those lessons. And I'm not sure if he's going to run again, but if he does, I would suspect, knowing him as well as I do, that he'd be prepared this time.
And he'd know all the numbers. I got three things.
Well, yeah, that moment can happen to all of us. We all just pray to God it doesn't, you know?
Yes, indeed. Let's take a break more with Pete Ernott when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Health insurance options for your employees and a tax credit for you. Now that's good for business. The Small Business Health Options Program, the SHOP from Nevada HealthLink, gives small businesses access to a variety of quality health plans for employees to choose from. All created to help fit a business owner's budget and to help attract the best employees. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com or talk to your insurance agent and explore your options through the SHOP.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Ernott. You know, Sheldon Adelson has made no bones about the fact that he is against online gaming in any form. He thinks that it will be detrimental and no way to control it. But now we're hearing that Steve Wynn has climbed onto that bandwagon as well. Your thoughts on that? Because, you know, with worldwide online gaming going on, why would Nevada and Nevada companies not want to be a part of that?
Well, it's a tough call. I mean, I think one side of the argument is that the rampant expansion of online gaming will come at the expense of play in land-based casinos. The Las Vegas Strip and Reno and everyone else will be competing not with each other and not with tribal casinos next door, but also with every living room and every iPad in the world. And so that's a problem for some. You know, on the other side of the coin, it's going to happen. I mean, at some point it's going to happen, and so I'm not sure that there's a long-term strategy that says that the Nevada companies won't participate. It's a tough call, and especially at this point in it. But to think that it could be stopped dead, I think is pretty aggressive. Here domestically in the United States, maybe it can be, but internationally, I just don't see it happening.
I remember Dick Clark talking to me about the expansion of cable television and satellite television, and he said the pie will be larger, but the slices will be smaller.
Yeah, like I said, this is a very fascinating policy and business debate. I don't know who's right. I mean, it'd be pretty pretentious of anyone to step out and say that people like Steve Wynn and Sheldon Adelson are wrong. But you have companies like MGM and Caesars and others that have an opposite view. And so, you know, I think people have to be respectful of both. It's a free market. And those companies will find their path, and hopefully at some point, for the sake of state of Nevada, that they'll come together. I don't know with what decision or which decision or when, but it's again a fascinating and very interesting debate.
Sheldon Adelson, of course, put in famously $100 million into the last election cycle, but didn't really come out with great benefits from that. What do you think about individuals like Mr. Adelson putting in that kind of money, the Koch brothers putting in their kind of money into politics? Is that going to continue, do you feel? Or do you think at some point they're going to go, we're not getting the results?
Well, I think there's two questions in that, and that is, what do I think about it? It doesn't matter what really I think about it. It's going to continue. I think it's a free speech issue. So I don't see that any law or any regulation curbing that. Now, will folks continue to put in $80, $90, $100 million into election cycles? Well, if they get success, I imagine they will, and if they don't, they won't. But that probably has as much to do with the choices they make as anything else.
You know, Pete, of course, in the Republican primary for lieutenant governor. The stakes are very high. And do you think that Sue Loudon could possibly defeat Mark Hutchison in a GOP primary, considering that the primary voters in a GOP primary are usually more on the conservative side, and look at the support she's getting in rural Nevada? Do you think there's any shot she can beat Hutchison?
Well, certainly anything's possible, but I think, you know, that Sue has a pretty steep hill to climb on this one. I mean, obviously, I'm very supportive of Senator Hutchison.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you in just a second, but I'm very supportive of Senator Hutchison. But Sue Loudon's my friend as well, and so I would say I understand the race, I understand it's spirited, but I think there's a couple of reasons. I think Senator Hutchison is going to have far and away the fundraising advantage. He also is an extremely hard worker. He's going to really beat the bushes from every corner of the state. And the last piece of the puzzle is, I think that when the filing is over and it's obvious that the governor may not have a strong opponent. You know, the governor is going to spend a lot of time on that campaign as well. So I think those advantages make it a really tough battle for Sue.
Okay, but now let's look at a little history. When you ran the Gwynne campaign, one of the things that you did up front, which was brilliant, was that you suggested that Governor Gwynne, or at the time Kenny Gwynne, was going to have $3 million. To run the campaign, and that was an awful lot of money back in those days. Mm-hmm. Still a lot of money today, and that scared off people from wanting to run against him. And there are some that say that that's the same message that's being put out, including by the candidate. Mark Hutchison said on this program that he thinks that he's going to have to raise up to $3 million, which would be, I'm sure, by far the most ever spent in a lieutenant governor campaign. A, can he really raise that kind of money? And you know. Well, I guess that's the real question, is can he raise that kind of money?
He will raise that kind of money. There's no doubt about that. He will raise that type of money. And the type of organization he has is going to be a very formidable campaign. You know, it's a June primary. You know, probably low turnout. So you have to be concerned. You have to be fighting every moment. It doesn't matter what advantages you have. You fight right through to Election Day. So, but anybody, I think, that knows Senator Hutchison knows that that he's a scrapper. He's a fighter.
Well, they both are.
Yeah, and you know, Sue is too. You got to give Sue her credit. She's her own person. And so, you know, Sue's very strong-willed. And we'll just, I guess, see what happens between now and then.
Is there a chance that Sue Loudon doesn't register to run? You know, we got to, you know, filing is in a month. Do you think that by that time she'll say, I'm not running?
You know, I guess there's always a possibility of that. But again, Sue's pretty strong-willed, so I don't see that happening. But I mean, there's always a chance of that too.
All right, let's take a break. More with Pete Renat when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nevada is a lot like most places. There are never enough resources for education.
Everybody have a pencil?
Kids need books, paper, pens, and other supplies. But a lot of people just can't afford them. I try to help out as much as I can, but it adds up. That's why when a company like Barrett Gold donates more than $1 million to Nevada schools, it really helps.
At A&W, every burger we make is 100% U.S. beef premium steak burger. Because when it comes to taste, meat matters. And now we have a double delicious deal with two of our famous third-pound double cheeseburgers for just $5. Double up and save at A&W.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Hey, car repair day, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I thought this was car repair day.
It was.
For complete automotive care and tires, get Blue Star Service exclusively at Christensen Automotive. Gas, diesel, major, and minor repairs, leave it to us.
Our family, making sure your family travels safe.
At A&W, every burger we make is 100% U.S. beef premium steak burger. Because when it comes to taste, meat matters. And now we have a double delicious deal with two of our famous third-pound double cheeseburgers for just $5. Double up and save at A&W.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Ernott. He's the president for government and public affairs at R&R Advertising. Your partner in crime on the Democratic side, R&R Partners, Billy Vasiliadis, said on this program last year that he didn't believe that Governor Sandoval was going to take on Senator Reid. Your thoughts on that?
At this very moment, I don't think he would. You never know what the next 2 years would bring. But at this point, I think the governor is very focused on reelection. And I think people also have to understand that it's a very big difference going from the executive branch to the legislative branch, even if that legislative branch is the United States Senate. I think if you sat down at a candid moment with Senator Bryan, he'd tell you that he far preferred being governor than U.S. Senator. And there's many examples of that. So at this point, I think that he's focused. In fact, I know he's focused on reelection. You know, he has a young family. And his wife, the First Lady, is very important to the Children's Cabinet, which is again a very important charity in this community. Does some great work, and I think she's focused there. So I think their focus is in Nevada.
I also asked Billy about the fact that Governor Sandoval has been missing from editorial boards and programs like this in Ralston, et cetera, across the state. Billy thought it was bad advice. He told me to ask you specifically about this, that you were giving the governor bad advice in not having him come out, that it was okay if you were in a campaign season to not necessarily do these programs because people get ripped apart. Aaron Bilbray would be an example of that. But the governor should be doing things like this.
Well, I'm not sure that the governor is not doing things like this. I mean,
when no editorial boards.
When you're
not been on the show for a long, you know, and he has the thing that strikes me as funny is he has so much positive stuff to talk about, and he is so great on message.
Sure.
That I just kind of wonder why he doesn't use this opportunity because in the bad times it was obvious. You know,
well, I'm not sure that you can pick up newspaper on any day or watch television on any evening and not see something from the governor or some story that the governor's dealing with. So it's clear that the governor's not ducking the press. He's in the press every single day. So I just think a lot of that is cyclical. I mean, certainly, Sam, you know, he's been on this program a number of times,
sure.
And I think John Ralston would say the same. So I think it's probably the old much ado about nothing.
You know, on the Democratic side, let's go back to the lieutenant governor's races. Assemblywoman Lucy Flores of North Las Vegas looks like a rising star with the Democrats. She hasn't made any commitment to run for lieutenant governor, but many people think that she will. Do you see any scenario where Lucy Flores could beat either Mark Hutchison or Sue Loudon in a general election coming up later this year?
Sure. I mean, if this primary is so spirited that the winner comes out broke, you know, that would give advantage to the Democrat, as long as they, of course, did smart things and raised money and didn't spend it and those kinds of things. I don't know how committed Lucy is to the race. She may be very committed. But any Democrat in that race is going to have a chance if there's a big shootout in the primary. I mean, there's a long history in Nevada of those kinds of upsets happening. I mean, Chick Heck beating Howard Cannon after a spirited primary between Cannon and Santini. I mean, there's a number of those.
Brilliant campaign.
Yeah, there's a number of those. And so, certainly could happen.
Okay. Two moderate Republicans recently have left the party and registered as nonpartisan. We're talking former Lieutenant Governor Sue Wagner and then also lobbyist Nina Laxalt, whose last name is part of Nevada political royalty. Does this? What do you think about these two women leaving the Republican Party?
Well, I'm saddened by it, but I understand it. I mean, right now, I think the Republican Party has to face facts in a lot of ways. I think it's very difficult to entice women and the growth of women as voters in the Republican Party. And that's something that the Republican Party has to take head on. You know, I joined a Republican Party that meant less government. And that meant that the free market could do just about anything better than government could do. And that we were a party of family values, but not of litmus tests. And it seems that things like gay marriage and other issues have been vehicles to divide this party. And I'm hopeful that over the course of time that they begin to recognize that a difference of opinion doesn't make people wrong. It just makes them different, and they can all coexist. It's a long haul, but I understand. I'm saddened to see someone of Sue Wagner's stature leaving the Republican Party, and certainly Nina. Both are good friends.
And that's where we got to leave it. The time just goes by too quickly. Thank you so much for being here. Come back soon.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
My mom tells me I need health insurance all the time. I'm a bartender. It's fun and it pays the bills. But I didn't think I could afford health insurance. And I don't go to the doctor that often. But listen to this. The government is helping pay some of the cost, so I'll be covered soon.
There's still time to purchase income-based health insurance plans from Nevada HealthLink. The last day to enroll is March 31st. Sign up for a health plan today at NevadaHealthLink.com, and depending on your income, you could receive help from the federal government with your insurance costs. Nevada HealthLink, built by Nevadans for Nevadans. Enroll in a health plan today at NevadaHealthLink.com or by calling 855-7-NV-LINK. That's 855-768-5465. Find a plan that's right for you at NevadaHealthLink.com.
Sparks Tile and Stone has a huge selection of natural stone, granite, ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and decorative tile. We're located in Sparks at 935 South Rock Boulevard. Our experienced staff is here to help you choose the right styles and colors in our design center. Let Cindy and the staff at Sparks Tile and Stone help you with your next remodeling project.
Come see us at Sparks Tile and Stone for all your tile, granite, and natural stone needs.
What if you could get a reward for saving money? A real acknowledgement of achieving your goal. Then you would know the feeling of start from U.S. Bank. When you save $1,000, you'll get a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. And you'll get another $50 Rewards Visa card when you maintain your balance for a year. Because you're doing all you can to save money. And that should be rewarded.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Evan. On our next broadcast, we'll have Phil Sackery. He's the chairman of the board of IGT.
See you on the next broadcast.